The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Call it the cuckoo of butterflies. Like the well-known birds, the Alcon blue butterfly has found a way to get others to raise its offspring. Researchers in Denmark report that the large blue butterfly has managed to produce larvae with a chemical coating similar to that of the local Myrmica ruba ants. The butterflies deposit their larvae on marsh gentian plants, where exploring ants find them, identify the chemical coating, and take the butterfly larvae back to the ant colony and feed them until they grow up and leave. The butterflies are in the early stages. However, the butterflies and ants appear to exist in a commensal relationship, or one where the butterflies benefit while not really harming the ants. In the case of birds like cuckoos or cowbirds who lay their eggs in another species' nest, it's called parasitic brooding, because the baby birds often outcompete the other young and lead to their demise. With the ants, there appear to be enough workers bringing enough food that there's plenty for a caterpillar as well. And eventually, after the butterfly pupates and emerges as an adult, they don't bother the ants at all.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.